ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। वी कंटिन्यू आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 राइट स्टार्टिंग 19 टुडे। द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्स द डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ आइलैंड्स और आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप। आई जस्ट रीड थ्रू द समरी ऑफ chapter by Srila Prabhupada, then we'll move on to text. The summary. This chapter describes the glories of Bharatavarsha and it also describes how Lord Ramachandra is being worshipped in the tract of land known as Kim Purusha Varsha. The inhabitants of Kim Purusha Varsha are fortunate because they worship Lord Ramachandra with his faithful servant Hanuman. Lord Ramachandra amplifies an incarnation of Godhead who descends for the mission of Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, protecting the devotees and destroying the miscreants. Lord Ramachandra exhibits the actual purpose of an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotee take opportunity to offer loving transcendental service to him. Once you surrender fully to the Lord, forgetting one's so-called material happiness, opulence and education, which are not at all useful for a pleasing the Lord, the Lord is pleased only by the process of surrender unto Him. When Devarsi Narada descended to instruct Savarni Manu, he describes the opulence of Bharatavarsha, India. Savarni Manu and the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin of creation, maintenance and annihilation, and who is always worshipped by self-realized souls. In the planet known as Bharatavarsha, there are many rivers and mountains as there are in the other tract of land. Yet Bharatavarsha has special significance because of its tract of land. There exists the Vedic principles of Varnashram Dharma, which divides a society into a four Varna and four Ashrams. Therefore, Narada Muni's opinion is that even if there is some temporary disturbance in the execution of Varnashram Dharma principles, they can be revived at any moment. The effect of adhering to the institution of Varnashram is gradual elevation to the spiritual platform and liberation from the material bondage. By following the principles of Varnashram Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with devotees. Such association gradually awakens one's dormant propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and frees one from all basic principle of sinful life. One then gets the opportunity to offer unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. Because of this opportunity, the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha are praised even in the heavenly planets. Even the topmost planet of the universe, Brahmaloka, the position of Bharatavarsha is discussed with great relish. All the conditioned living entities are evolving with the universe in the different planets and different species of life. Thus, one may be elevated to a Brahmaloka, but then one must again descend to the earth. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. If those who live in the Bharatavarsha, rigidly following the principle of Varnashram Dharma, and develop their dormant Krishna consciousness, they need not return to this material world after death. Any place where one cannot hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from realized soul, even if it is Brahmaloka, it is not very congenial to living entities. If one who taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha as a human being does not take advantage of opportunity for a spiritual elevation, his position is certainly most miserable. In the land of known as Bharatavarsha, even if one is sarvakama bhakta, devotee seeking a fulfillment of some material desires, he is free from all material desires by his association with devotees. And ultimately he becomes a pure devotee and returns back home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. At the end of the chapter, Sri Sukadeva Goswami described to Maharaj Parikshit the 8 sub-islands within the islands of Jambudvip. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this verse is in the prose, so I'll just read through and we'll go forward for word. Shri Suko Vacha Kim Purushe Varse Bhagavatam Adi Purusham Lakshmana Grajam Sita Vi Ramam 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 Tat Charana Sani Karsa Virata Parama Bhagavato Hanuman Saha Kim Purushai Ravi Rata Bhakti Upa Bhakti Rupasate. Sri Suko Uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued to speak. Kim Purushavarse. The tract of land known as Kim Purusha. Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi Purusham, the original cause of all causes, Lakshmana Agrajam, the elder brother of Lakshmana, Sita Bhiramam, who is very pleasing to Mother Sita. Or who is husband of Sita. Ramam. Lord Ramachandra. One always engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Parama Bhagavata, the great devotee celebrated throughout the universe. Hanumana, His Grace Hanumanji, Saha with Kim Purushai, the inhabitants of the tract of land known as Kim Purusha. Avirata, continuous. Bhakti, who possesses devotional service. Upasate, worships. Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, in Kim Purusha Varsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana and the dear husband of Sita Devi." Translation responsibly. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, in Kim Purusha Varsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana, and dear husband of Sita Devi." And this text doesn't have a purport, so we'll move on to the text 2. Astris is Senat Saha Gandharvaira Nukiya Manam Parakalyanim Bhartrika Bhagavat Katham Samupat Srinoti Swayam Chedim Gayati. Translation. A host of Gandharva is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramachandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanuman and Astri Sena, the chief person in the Kim Purusha Varsha, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanumana chants the following mantra. Purport by Swami Krishna Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purport. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramachandra. In Lagu Bhagavata Amrita 5.34, chapter 5, text 34-36. This is confirmed in the description of the incarnation of Manu. I think there is a typo. I think it's not Manu, it's Manu. Because if you read the description, it's not Manu's writing, it's the Lord Ramachandra. Vasudevaiti Rupanam Avatarai Prakrititaha Vishnu Dharmatare Rama Lakshmanadaya Karma Dami. Padme tu Ramo Bhagavan Narayana iti ritai ritaha sesa chakram cha sankhascha kramat shur lakshmana adaya madhya sesa stitad yodhya puresya na stiti smritaha maha vaikuntha lokecha Raghavendrasya Kirtitaha. The Vishnu Dharmottara described that Lord Ramachandra and his brother Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna are incarnation of Vasudev, Sankarsan and Pradyumna and Aniruddha respectively. The The Padma Purana, however, says that the Lord Ramachandra is the incarnation of Narayana, and that the other three brothers are incarnation of Sesa, Chakra and Sankha. Therefore, Lord Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has concluded that idam kalpa vedanaiva sambhavabhyam. In other words, these opinions are not contradictory. In some millennium, Lord Ramachandra and his brother appear in the incarnation of Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and in other millennium they appear as incarnation of Narayana, Sesa, Chakra and Sankha. The residence of Lord Ramachandra on this planet in Ayodhya. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Faizabad. I think it's not Hyderabad, it says, but it's Faizabad, which is situated in the southern side of the Uttar Pradesh. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Velitan Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhambitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Grimat Kripatama Mande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Translation of the first verse. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, in Kimpurushavarsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana and dear husband of Sita Devi." So we just now moving into a new chapter. It is the continuation of the prayers offered by the residents of Jambudvip. Jambudvip, as we know, is divided into 9 verses or different sections. And so now we are hearing the second last. We have finished the 7 residents who have offered the different prayers. We have beautiful the prayers of the different residents of the different verses. And now moving on to a Kimpurusha Varsha, which is in one of the 9 islands within the Jambudvip. The section of the land, tract of land. There, who is the chief of the resident? Hanuman. Our dear Hanuman is chief of our residence. And interestingly, there is another personality there also is chief resident mentioned here. What's his name? Arishtisena. Yes, Arishtisena. Arishtisena, yes. The Arsena is the chief of the Gandharvas. That was like, who is this Arsena? Because if you study the first canto, when Sukadeva Goswami is just about to begin to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are personalities mentioned. There are also the great personalities like Parshuram, the Vyasadeva, and then the different sages, Atri, Bhrigu, all those sages are mentioned. In that section, the name Aristusen is also mentioned in there. But there's two different personalities. One personality is the this here section we're reading is the chief of the Deni Gandharvas. That Aristusen mentioned in the first canto is the Rishi by that same name. So that's just talk. So now we have Hanuman and Aristusen is offering prayers. Actually, predominantly now Hanuman will be offering prayers. The ensuing verses will be hearing the verses or the prayers offered to by Hanuman to Lord Ramachandra. So in this specific purport, Prabhupada is just mentioning the Kalpa Vedas or different the expansions of Krishna or in a Vishnu form, the Lord Ramachandra's appearance. Who is the Lord Ramachandra when he comes as Lord Ramachandra? So in he's quoting Vishnu Dharmottara, where he describes the Lord Ramachandra and the four brothers are the quadruple expansions. Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, who are Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. And he also quotes the Padma Purana. This is the verse is actually written in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, yeah. Rupa Goswami, yes, sorry. The Laghu Bhagavatamrita is written by Rupa Goswami. And there, there's also, again, Lord Ramachandra is coming as Narayana. And the Lakshman as a Sesa, and the Narayana Sesa, and what was that again? Narayana Sesa, Chakra, and Sankha. These are the four brothers, and they come as, they appear as Lord Ramachandra. So, so today, we are beginning to hear the prayers offered by Hanuman. So I thought maybe it's good to dedicate this class and the praise of Hanuman, because now we're moving. We heard the glories of the Bhumi Devi and Varahadev praying, and now we're moving on to Hanumanji. And so we thought of just discuss about the Hanumanji in the rest of the class. So we know Hanuman as the, what is he most celebrated for? Dasya Bhakti. Yes? The serving the Lord in a servitorship. That's what's Hanuman's greatest strength, and he's well celebrated for serving Lord Ramachandra. That no others have done in such a great, such a wonderful way as the serving the Lord and the mood, and is as the servitorship or dasyabha. So Hanumanji is actually representing us, showing us how the Lord is served. How can, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, our constitutional position is a service of Krishna. What is it? Krishna. Jivera Surupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das, eternal servant. Our position, constitutive, the living entity is our position as Jivas. are Nityadas, eternally serving. So Hanuman shows us the how we can serve as a servitor, to Lord, perform a devotional service in that path. So as we know, Hanuman has appeared in the parents is Kesari and mother is Anjana. Now Hanuman is also empowered personality or Ansa of two great exalted devotees or personalities of. One is Lord Shiva and Vayu. Yes. So he's Pavanashuta, also is known as. So now when he comes with all Asta Siddhis in full. He appears as he has having all those Asta Siddhis with him. So since we know from Ramayana that how did Hanuman receive that name as Hanuman? What's Hanuman mean? What? So Hanu is in Sanskrit mean chin. Yeah? And man means one has got a cut. So what happens is Hanuman, as in a baby, since he has a power, I think his mother has said, if you're hungry, whenever you feel hungry, if you see a ripe, nice fruit, you can eat it. So when Hanuman goes out, he sees the sun, in the sun planet. So because he had that power in Shiti and he's able to fly and increase the size, so he goes and swallows the sun. That's the description in Ramayana. So now sun, the planetary system is out of sun. Of course, Indra, he's the king of the demigods. He has to make sure that all the personalities do their job and then there's no hindrance. So what he does, he takes the Vajra, the thunderbolt, that's his weapon, and he hits on the chin of Hanuman. And that makes a mark. That's what I was hearing the wonderful narration by Suvivilas Prabhu, he gave us in Melbourne when he came. So that's what he describes. And also Amarendra Prabhu, very beautiful description. They have on YouTube. So the Hanuman he received that name because the Indra has cut his chin. That's why it's called Hanuman. Now when Hanuman was hurt, Vayu also came there, and then he protested. Why? Because the Hanuman is his son. He protested why the Hanuman was. So then he it says that he withdrew the oxygen or the air because in protest. So when this was protested, and all the demigods actually came together, and then they said, Hanuman Vayu said to bless my child that these kind of attacks may not hurt him in the future. So the demigods give him all the blessings. He already has Asta Siddhis, now he's also blessed by the demigods that he will not be hurt, he will not be killed. And in fact, Indra blesses him, saying that I have hit you with the Vajra, that in the future this Vajra also will not affect your body. It will not affect you. That's why Hanuman is also, another name of Hanuman is Vajrangi, because that he who is not, even the power of Vajra will not affect the body of Hanuman. So Vajrangi, Vajrangavali, that's what we also know as. So that's how, and in that, Lord Brahma also came and offered a special necklace to Hanumanji and said, wear this. This necklace is very precious, but it will be invisible. And one day in the future, when somebody recognizes this necklace, then you should consider that to be your eternal master. So that necklace was also given by Brahmaji to Hanuman as one of those when they were blessing Hanuman. So now after after he is receiving this power, now he as a monkey, he had this power, and he was still young baby, right? So he was not using it properly. So sometimes he used to go and tease the sages, or he used to, you know, when the sages were sitting in the water, under the water, he used to pull their leg, because he had a power. So one of the sages actually cursed him that you misusing this power you have, and he said you will forget all the powers you have until you are reminded at the proper time and place. You will forget most of your power. So now Hanuman actually received, as it says that Hanuman received education directly from Suryadeva. He learned all the Vedic Shastra truth from the Suryadeva. So as a Guru Dakshina to Suryadeva, when Hanuman finished his education, then he approached Suryadeva and said, what can I offer you as a Guru Dakshina to you? And Suryadeva directed him and said, you go and serve Sugriva. Now, Sugriva is the son of Suryadeva. So you go and serve, be assistant, and in the future there will be you will serve as the assistant to Sugriva as a Guru Dakshina. And if you look at it, the qualities and everything, Hanuman was far superior to Sugriva, because his guru has instructed him. He's taking the position as the assistant or the minister or the lesser position. It is also said that Narad Muni was he learned the art of singing from the Narad Muni. When he finished his education, I think the Suru Vilasa was mentioning that he was such a good singer. He became singing the glories of the Lord. When Narada Muni was sitting and listening, and even his beena fell, his singing was so great that even the rocks melted. And then Hanuman finished his singing. This veena which was fell in that like melted rock and got stuck there. So now Narada Muni is asking Hanuman to sing again so that he can take this veena with him. And so Hanuman actually, it says that Rupa Subhas was mentioning that he made Hanuman to say Narada Muni go around Kiskinda before he actually came back and sang and then lifted, because he wanted Narada Muni to purify Kiskinda with his lotus feet. He wanted to have the dust of the devotees in the holy Kiskinda. So that was the devotion of Hanumanji. He wanted the dust of the great exalted devotees such as Narada Muni to purify the Kiskinda. Now, as we move on from that, so now Lord Ramachandra is in the forest, and Mother Sita has been abducted. So now the Hanuman is with Sugriva, and Lord Ramachandra is now in search of Mother Sita. now approaching Kiskinda, where Sugriva was residing. There Hanuman comes as a sannyasi. He disguised himself as a sannyasi and he approaches Lord Ramachandra. So at that point, when they met, because Hanuman is a highly educated, Vedically cultured, and he's a disciple of Suryadev, and he's learned all the art of Shishtachar, the word, the poetic, is so great. When they, in that meeting, the Hanuman is, the conversation between Lord and Hanuman is such a the humility, the erudite, and the word of the perfect wording I've used to praise or meeting in that meeting between Lord Ramachandra and Hanuman. And Lord Ramachandra was so pleased, and he said, he was thinking in the back of mind that this is the person that can be a perfect messenger if required in the future. So he already had. And at that meeting, the Lord Ramachandra says, I mean, he has now, he hasn't, he's still in sannyasi, as in sannyasi, he's disguised as sannyasi. And he sees the Lord Ramachandra says, how come you're sannyasi and you wearing this necklace? It's so valuable, I mean, looks so opulent. How come you're wearing that? It doesn't make sense. Then, of course, then Hanuman recognizes, this is my Lord. Now I have met, as Brahmaji predicted, that whoever recognizes that necklace is my Lord forever, Nitya. So then, of course, then Hanuman comes into his position, and then we know the story that he carries and takes Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman to meet Sugriva. So, of course, now the long story short, when Hanuman and the team, they were given a task to go and search for Sitas. There were about four groups were made. They were sent in the different directions. So Hanuman and Jambavan and another team have now, they have reached, and they are given the task to search the Mother Sita, as we know the story. There, Hanuman still has not, the monkeys, they have reached the shore of ocean. Now they have to, find, they were given information that by Jatayu's brother, what's his name? Sampati, told them that the direction where the Mother Sita was gone, and then he could see that it's in Sri Lanka, or Lanka. There, so now they have a task of going to Lanka and finding Sita. And so Hanuman and the team are waiting at the shore to, now how do we cross this big ocean, which is 100 yojana, that's by 800 miles. So different personalities like Jambavan, we have Angad there, Hanuman, and so on and so forth. So everybody said, okay, I can jump certain extent, this is my power. And even Jambavan, actually Jambavan, he was, when his youth, when he was young, he said that he circled the Lord Vamadeva when he actually became Trivikram, or the Brahmadeva expanded. That form, Jambavan circulated 3 times, I think it was in a very short period of time. So he had that kind of power. I said, yeah, now I'm old, I can't do those kind of tasks anymore. So then I think Jambavan, Angad, or one of those, just said, I can jump 100 yojana, but I don't have a power to come back same distance. So now left with is only Hanuman, is the person left. So at that time, Jambavan, he reminds Hanuman of all the power he had, and he said, you are the only one who can actually do this task. So Hanuman been reminded, and once he remembers of his powers, then he's able to now say, okay, I will do this task. So what happened? So so Hanuman is now has reminded of his power. He is able to now he's taking this task to go across this ocean to Lanka. So in that we have like two or three obstacles for Hanuman encounters. So what was the first one? He encounters a mountain. Mountain is known as Mainaka, Mainaka Mountain. Mainaka Mountain is the, of course we know that the mountain also have a personalities. So when Hanuman was crossing this ocean, then the Mainaka Mountain comes and said, oh Hanuman, you've been traveling so long and you must be tired. Take rest and you go. So Hanuman's response is as a humility. He said, yes, you have offered me this, and but I am in the mission. What's my mission? Is to find Sita. And so what he does was he actually places a foot just as in respect, he accepts the gift and then he wants to move, he moves on. So here Sivavilaspa was mentioning that when we are in the path of devotional service, we get this allurement on the way, we'll get respect, we will get gifts offered or so on and so forth. So he said, from this lesson we should learn that in the devotion service these kind of allurement will come, but we should tactfully move on to our goal. Our goal is to serve the Lord. This is our goal. Hanuman's goal is find Sita. So then the next is Surasandi, the Surasadi demons. Surasa is the, she wanted to swallow Hanuman. She was so big, gigantic demoness that she expanded her mouth, and Hanuman, with his power, he actually he became larger than the mouth, became bigger and bigger and bigger. As Surasa grows bigger, Hanuman grew bigger. And then Hanuman was thinking, now how do I, get out of this situation? So he instantly made himself so small, he just went in and came out. And said, what? So Surasa says that yes, you want me to enter into a mouth, which I've done. And I came out. So Surasa was very pleased and said, okay, yes, you're eligible to go across. So then she meets the Simika, another demoness who had a power to anything that flies over, even if she sees a shadow, she can actually capture that demon, that person in need. So as Hanuman was flying, Hanuman was now couldn't move because of the power the demon had. She was just capturing the shadow of Hanuman, and she was able to stop the movement. So what did Hanuman do? He actually went into her body and then actually burst out from the tummy and says, now he killed her. And in that, the Sukadas Prabhu was mentioning, this is a Surasavasa is the representative of the pride. If we have a pride, then it's not good. And then the Sinika, he was mentioning the she represented like envy. That envy cannot be used in this devotional service. All other like devices can be used, some sense or directed. Anger can be used to protect devotees, or but envy does not have a place in devotional service. So and he was killed. So then Hanuman meets the Lankini on the way. Next. Lankini is the, and he reaches the Sri Lanka, I mean Lanka now, and he meets the demon is called Lankini. Right? So Lankini is it's like an immigration officer. Do you have a visa there? She was just in the front and said, welcome to, welcome to Lanka. And where's your visa? So Hanuman actually, I mean, he was in the mission. Actually, he said he slapped her so hard that she actually died or can't remember. So anyway, he defeats this demon, and then this demon actually was told by Brahma that when a monkey enters Lanka, that is the beginning of, and the soon that Lanka will be, Ravana will be killed. I mean, they will destroy the king, the current ruling. So, and the Sukadas Prabhu was mentioning that Lankini represents our attachment to our property, attachment to our nation, attachment to this material opulence. So she represents that. So Hanuman actually overcomes even those attachments. Now as Hanuman moves on, he meets, he's looking for a Mother Sita. And who he meets? He meets Vibhishana. Of course, Sri Lanka was searching for, and he finds the place where Vibhishana was residing. And Vibhishana there was, he's a devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and he was he had a tulsi in his residence. So Hanuman met, of course, this whole description of Hanuman meeting Vibhishana and all the conversation big there. So from there he moves on to finding Mother Sita. So when he sees Sita, what states was he on? Was he there? What is the state? Ravana had just come, threatened her, and warned her, okay, if you don't accept me as your husband, then you'll be killed. So there was like whole emotional, encounter was just taking place. Hanuman, saw this. This is the time Hanuman actually sees that emotional state. Hanuman sees Mother Sita. And so in that episode, how did Hanuman, he didn't just, now he's traveled so far, and all the excitement, he didn't just actually jump, and he actually analyzed the whole situation, that it may not be the best. I mean, already Sita has been cheated by Sadhu, as Sadhu coming, as demon coming as a Sadhu, and then, abducting her. So she knows already that, there could be another similar instance that the Rakshasis has taken the form of a monkey and then came in front of her. So instead, Hanuman actually goes into a tree and becomes makes himself very small and sits and then recites Ramayana from the tree. And see, this, I mean, the intelligence was used, I mean, the according to time, place, and circumstance. Now Sita is in the, you know, very sad state, almost in the point of committing suicide. Now, what's the point? You know, this is becoming so much. And in that scenario, Hanuman also knows that Sita is not going to believe him if he just jumped in front of her, just on that straight away. And so Hanuman tactfully goes in the tree and then recites the whole Ramayana and recites the whole the Ramayana. And then when Sita Devi hears that Ramayana, then she actually now said, oh, you know, she approved. She said, oh, you must be a Lord Ramchandra's messenger. Please show yourself in front. And that condition, that's when Mother Sita was convinced that this is not a illusory some form, then Sita Devi, Hanuman appears in front of Lord Mother Sita. So, then to pacify Mother Sita, Hanuman tells the status of Lord Ramachandra, how he's actually in separation of Sita, and so on and so forth. And then also Hanuman says, Hanuman shows some of the powers to Mother Sita, and then he shows the power and everything. And he says to Sita, like me, I'm the most, one of the army men. Like me, there are more powerful personalities in Lord Ramachandra's army. This is how one of the Hanumanji was pacifying Sita. Of course, so then, as we know the story, Mother Sita says that Ravana has given her 30 days. Now, if she doesn't surrender, in 30 days he will forcibly either try to kill me or do something not nice. So 30 days, you have to bring Lord Ramachandra back to Sri Lanka. And actually Hanuman offered Mother Sita to take her with him to Lord Ramachandra. And then Mother Sita said, no. The glory of Ramachandra will be tainted if this to take place. Yeah? Lord Ramachandra should come and rescue me. And that will be the glory of Lord Ramachandra. So I will not go with you. Let my Lord come and save me, and thou be glorified in the history, with the glory of love. So, so of course, and then the whole burning of Lanka takes place also, right? Yeah, Hanumanji burns the whole Lanka because the Rakshasas catch him, and then they set fire on his tail. So instead, Suvilas was saying that even in the state of suffering, he's suffering physically, bodily, his tail being burnt. Right, there's a fire in his head. But even that situation, he is looking for a dude to do the service. As a service, what he does, he actually burns the whole Sri Lanka. I mean, Lanka. That is his. So, of course, long story short, Hanuman then comes back to Lord Ramachandra with the message that Sita was in town, Sita is in Lanka, and he described the whole situation. And that message, that meeting of Hanuman between Ram and Hanuman. So Ramchandra was so pleased that Lord Ramachandra says, "You ask any benediction. Ask me a benediction. You have done such a great service that to find Sita, no one can do. You have done it. So ask me a benediction." In that benediction, what does Hanuman ask? He asks, "My dear Lord, please empower me. Wherever there is a Ram Katha taking place, may I be present. Let me hear your Ram Katha again and again. May it be anywhere in the universe. Give me that ability that I can be present in that Ram Katha. And I can hear and I can also glorify your Ram Katha." This is what Lord Hanuman is seeking from Lord Ramachandra. So, so this is Hanuman, and Hanuman is also blessed as a Chiranjivi, that Hanuman will live as long as Lord Brahma lives. So imagine the serving and hearing Ram Katha or serving Lord Ramachandra in any condition for any period of time, that is the Hanuman's greatest. You could have requested him to go back. No, Hanuman said, "Let me stay back and glorify and your pastimes for a long period, eternally." So he stays back as long as he's still living. So he is there in Kim Purusha Varsha, staying and living there. And now we're hearing the glories or the prayers offered by Lord Ramachandra, by Hanuman to Lord Ramachandra in Kim Purusha Varsha. This is the section we are in. Yeah, so Hanuman is there eternally living, still living. He also comes. Did Hanuman come also appear as Madhva? As part of some
Vayu.
Yes. Yes, some representation of Hanuman and Vayu in Madhva Acharya, right? Madhva Acharya is represented. Yeah, anyway. So Hanuman is always eager and wanting to hear and glorify Lord Ramachandra. This is the Hanuman. And as we know, before when the bridge was being built, we also know the story of how Hanuman was carrying out the big boulders, and they write the name of Lord Ramachandra into each stone, and they would float, right, as a bridge. And so Hanuman, Lord Ramachandra was also doing the same thing. He says, carrying a rock and writing his name and he's dropping. But that rock actually sunk. And Hanuman was watching from a distance, and Lord Ramachandra was like, said, "Okay, it's not for my task." And then Hanuman appeared in the scene and said, "Lord, anything that, see, these stones which are floating has got your name, has got your power. But you yourself taking the rock and then dropping it, if you drop it yourself, then it will actually drown." So it's a Anyway, such is some of the pastimes of Hanuman, who is living in Kim Purusha Varsha and glorifying and worshipping Lord Ramachandra. So I thought I'm not very good at narrating a storyline story, but but it was worth discussing about Hanuman as a whatever. Look at that. Yeah, so we'll stop here. Any other points? Maybe somebody wants to mention about Hanuman or Hanuman?
What you mentioned.
Yeah, take. Because the audience is also hearing. We have an online audience, so it's good to use the mic.
Hare Krishna. Can you
speak
louder?
It's a
speak louder.
Yeah. So, you mentioning about that stones, right? We go to a place called Rameshwaram. Mm-hmm. I saw that there are stones which are ordinary stones, and there are stones where Lord Ram's name is written. And they gave it to our hand, mm-hmm. and they asked us to put it in that water pond. The regular stone sinks, yeah. but this stone floats, actually. I saw it in my... I was trying to understand the science behind it. You can't understand it for...
Right.
But the same stone, same science.
So were you able to actually catch it or hold it on the hand?
This small size.
Huh? No, big size one. Big size rock, it is.
Were you able to hold it on hand?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I only, from my hand.
Was it heavy?
It was heavy.
Okay.
And I put it in water and it was floating.
Wow.
Promise, I'm saying. I really saw that. It's true.
So here is a life the Pratyaksha Praman of Lord Ramachandra's name written on the stone, and that stone is floating in the water. Amazing. Yes. Pratyaksha Praman.
It's called Rameshwaram. Mm-hmm. That's where.
Yes. That's a wonderful. yeah. Any other points on Hanuman?
Yeah,
yeah. He's in our. Pralhadmanas gives us nine process of devotional service. Hanuman, of course, is celebrated for his dasya seva, or the servitorship. But actually, Hanuman has got all nine in full. Sravanam, kirtanam, vishnusmaranam, bhavadasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. He has got such a wonderful devotee. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to add to that conversation that Hanumanji has with Sita Devi when he meets the first time. So he takes the small of the form of a small monkey and he narrates it. And it's a Ramayana. And eventually, when she's really searching for the voice, who's speaking? He comes down and then they have a conversation. And then after he's pacified that she's convinced, but then suddenly she changes her mind again. She says, she suddenly has all these thoughts, what did Ramana, then he got this back. And suddenly she says, no, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you are actually Ramana. She says, if you really are the servant of God Ram, then she says, describe him. What is it like? So then Hanumanji thinks and makes a really nice statement, which I want to share. So then when he says that Lord Ram is effulgent like the sun and refreshing like the moon.
He's
bright as the sun and refreshing like the moon.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
That's how he describes Lord Ram.
Yes. I think at that point also Sita Devi also blesses Hanuman for a very special boon. Siddhi, I can't remember exactly. I think she also gives the boons to Hanuman. I think it was being a Chiranjivi or being a something very special boons, is because Hanumanji had a broad in the state where Mother Sita is in Sri Lanka. I mean, in Lanka. Under the harassment and torture and all that. And imagine you're in separation with Lord Ramachandra, and suddenly you meet this person was coming from the Lord Ramachandra, you know, as a messenger. And the excitement, the emotion of what Sita Devi would have, what appreciation what Sita Devi would have for Hanuman, it's indescribable. So okay. Sri Hanuman ji ki jai, Sri Radha Vallabh ki jai, Sri Ramchandra Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sita Devi ki jai, Tai Gaur Premanande.